It is 6:30 in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. It is now time for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme as we say good evening to the standing host, at least for this moment in time, Lou de Bajan. We've got Shantae here with us, better known as Tay, and also Timon Howard. But we're starting off with Mr. Lou de Bajan. Good evening, Lou.
Good evening, Ollie. How are you doing tonight?
Good, my brother. How are you doing?
I am not too bad. Barbados, Barbados, I am once again in your houses, in your cars, on the airways. Yes, good night. This is Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. How are y'all doing today? So we have a great show today. We have a talented artist. We have a talented artist in the studio this evening. We can get to hear a new song with her just a little bit later. But as Ollie said, we also have Timon Howard here in the studio. Timon, let the Barbados hear your voice.
Good evening, Barbados.
Yes. So we can just start off a little bit with a little conversation about independence. It's right around the corner. We halfway through November. Timon, question. What does independence mean to you?
Putting me on the spot there, buddy.
Yes.
I appreciate it. And I appreciate the opportunity to share. Good evening once again. Independence to me means a lot. In terms of right now, in the present moment, I ain't too sure. Y'all can't tell what Snuggy here in your back, he laughing. With a little video. But it does. Because it's not just the aspect of the conkeys and the songs that we play now and the festivities of the celebration, but also what independence meant for us, or means for us still, right, as a nation. Right, yes. As a nation, not just for us too, but also the entire Caribbean, because we in Barbados, we were for a long time held to be the perfect idea of what a British colony was. Mm-hmm. Right, we were a little England, Lizzie's baby. Yeah. Right, we was that. So to come from that, the society that nobody ever thought would question the idea of slavery, that we would always be docile, that we would always be under England, that we would always be the perfect colony, that we would always be the perfect just system of production for the profit of England, essentially. Mm-hmm. To come from that to being what we are now, an independent nation state, say what you will with all these challenges that we face, with all the things that we still have residually from that time, with all the systems in place that are still remnant of plantation and plantocracy, we still have made a shift, a remarkable mm-hmm. shift to note from what we were to what we are. So yes, that's what independence means to me too, right? So when I say independence means a lot, it's all them things.
That's a deep answer. Yes. So I guess I will answer the question for myself. What independence means to me is identity. Like, before Barbados become independent, we were simply just a colony of British. We were just simply like a little toenail of British or whatever. So, but independence was like, we finally become our own human. We got our own body and all kind of things. So for me, independence is just a reminder that there are so many people that came before me that fought for the ability to call Barbados an independent nation. Not simply a calling, not that we belong to nobody, an independent nation, that we forge our own identity. And it has even continued a bit more with the Republic. A lot of people, that's a sore topic, Republic Day or stuff like that. But for me, it's all about identity. And I love the fact that even though we may disagree, which is conkeys with raisins or without raisins, we are still Bajan. We have our one identity. So that's what independence means to me.
Is it conkeys?
Yeah, I just eat conkeys. I haven't eaten one for the year yet. So if anybody actually wants to donate a conkey for me so I can have my first conkey for the season, hit me up.
Bring. Oh, he said 10. Sluggy said bring 10. Double that order.
Yes, and if you can bring any and you can share with Sluggy, it must have raisins. You don't want to start with a Sluggy on this.
But even when you say with identity, Lou, I find that as a journey that's still ongoing.
Oh yes, it's always ongoing. Yeah, like even as a person, you may be 20, 30 and stuff like that, you can still learn about yourself. So Barbados, we may be 58 strong as an identity. Mm-hmm. We still learning about us. Every year something has happened and we still build up on that identity. So it's something that's not static but a live something like a live document. Mm-hmm. So that's how we see it.
Yeah, we still an independent baby. We still a baby. You know how we got dog ears and different animals got different ears.
Yes.
Now does it relate to human ears? Yeah, we
still a bit fitty, but country.
We still in toddler.
We just come age. Out of pampers and walking and no learn how to potty train ourselves.
correct.
Yes.
Still
yes,
much
yes.
to learn. And it's funny because I had a conversation. As much as you said 58, I had a conversation with somebody who's now in their 50s. Mm-hmm. And they were saying in their 20s, they thought they knew everything. In their 30s, they thought they knew everything. In their 40s, they thought they knew everything. And now in their 50s is that they realize that they don't really know.
You don't know nothing.
Know as much as they thought they did.
Yeah.
That so, is a topic within itself.
Yeah.
Ollie, you see what you guys say there, Ollie?
Yes.
You guys say there? Listen, boy. I didn't see it, but I was talking after that. That's so real. I thought I knew everything, big man.
Yes.
They thought it was sharp.
You
know his personality.
Yeah, so you go, so people can actually hear you.
Yeah.
You know, so just imagine this person here at 20.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, just imagine this person here now at 20. I ain't gonna see it. So just imagine that. And then when I get 40 to myself, you. I didn't know a name, big man. Because you taught you to know. Because at a young age, you get trained to things way ahead of my peers. So, you know, you're a police band, traveling the world, learning things. Because old men in them days, it probably so now still because all you know is elder people who's encouraging you to look yourself. But in them days, you know, old people used to tell you everything. You know, even things that you shouldn't know. So you know, you feel like a man. And then when you start to get older, real, it's like, we really don't know Nando.
Well, Sagi, I just want even to touch on that point. How much old people does God go to your young people to learn about use of technology and stuff like that?
For everything.
You got the old people going to the young people to learn now.
Yeah, like
you can learn something from everybody.
Yeah, like but for everything though, you know what I mean? And like for everything. So the reason why we don't mind coming to money for technology, because technology is something that's seemingly new. Especially internet and then things, especially for around we parts, because you know certain things get to be late. So that's why we as older people don't mind coming to one of for that. So that way technology is where we're going to see it a lot. But trust me, enough things that the youngsters just do, like old people is watching peep, like the youngsters faster than we ever were. Youngsters, you know, youngsters, youngsters much faster, much sharper, you know what I mean, much stronger. Even if you look at things but that is a funny thing too, because they look at things nowhere the young people faster, stronger, jumping higher. But then they still enjoy the NBA. I enjoy the NBA from back then more than I enjoy it now. But now the men much more athletic. You know what I mean? So it's a mixture. And they feel like the NBA, like a lot of things in Barbados, the bridging the gap. You know what I mean, Lou? Like, like you will hardly see like the chemistry you and Ollie got. Right. You and Ollie working together. The chemistry when I got when we're having conversations, right? You won't hardly see that anywhere else. You can't call and it could bet anybody. You can't call three radio stations where you may see a man 50 and a youngster 24. Got a chemistry. You can't call three other radio stations. I bet anybody in Barbados to do it. You know what I mean? And when, in fact, bro, like that should be happening a lot. Cause that the best way to learn though. Like what when you see me doing on radio, everything when you see me doing, I learn from person that was older than myself, just gave me a chance of talking to me. When they first come from radio, I had a book or a pencil, you know what we do? Ask Ollie everything and hand buggy nonstop. For me, you know, be that how you learn, that's how you learn, and it just being transparent. They watch Ollie, you know, you sit down, Lou, Ollie, you will see how Ollie will take his time. Ollie wouldn't left too much space in between speaking. He won't left 2 seconds of dead silence, because I will realize that 2 seconds on the radio, dead silence is a lot of time. So then that changed my perception of what time really is, because if you like keep quiet. On radio, that Rick Roll.
Yes.
I never realized how important 2 seconds were until my big age coming on radio. So then I learned, and then that teach me things about myself now. So it was saying in my mind, if it ain't come on radio, if it ain't meet certain people that had the patience with me, right, I wouldn't learn certain things about myself. So when you all spoke about identity just now, the reason why I was like so attentive, because identity is such a funny thing, because you could learn things about yourself that you never know, and that could be humbling. Because some people don't want to know, like, you know, I know everything about myself though. Because you will assume that you know everything about yourself. Nah, you could always learn something about yourself and it's jump you like, wait, Lou, you tell yourself, wait, you look in the mirror, Lou, you didn't know that for sure.
I want to add that because mm-hmm. what I find the time when you learn the most about yourself is when you put yourself in position to do things that you haven't done before, and a lot of times you surprise yourself with what you're capable of. Like, for example, me coming onto the radio and talking on radio, I would never know that I even had the ability to be able to come onto the radio. And to add to Sluggy point, for me, for the last couple of months, I've just been coming in the radio. You may not always hear my voice, but I'm always in the background listening to Ollie, listening to Sluggy, even with LaShawna on the show and stuff like that. And you just pick up on stuff, and it's like certain energy that you got to give, because, like, for example, the way that you talk in everyday life isn't how you would talk on the radio. Because people can't see you, they got to feel your energy through your voice, so you got to give them a bit more. So... yes.
That'd be right.
Yeah.
let me tell you something, right? Like,
mm-hmm. What you were speaking about also, right, mm-hmm. was such a huge struggle for me too.
Mm.
Because especially for whatever reason, you know, for whatever reason, people in Barbados give me a good reception. Like, mm-hmm. you know, Lou, you would see it good somewhere.
Yeah.
You were serving a God hit song somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, but then I realized that person that people know, like, they may really know me.
Yeah.
But people would talk to they really know you. And then the way I would be on radio, even though I feel that I talking close to normal, mm-hmm. but then when I check myself in the home, Lou, mm-hmm. it don't be the same voice.
Not at all.
But it don't be faking my voice on radio. It when you say energy, mm-hmm. it just is a different energy.
Yeah.
So you give it off different. You know what I mean? And it's all of them things is teach you things, but yourself be unless you are afforded.
Mm-hmm.
certain opportunities, you know what I mean, or put in certain situations, you will never learn that things about yourself.
Yeah.
Then the way the things don't come to your realization, just so you get me.
Yeah. It's truly amazing. It's truly amazing. So, yes. I just wanted. We also have another guest in the studio. Shantae. She has a song. We can listen to it later. But just wanted to get your opinions. What does independence mean to you, Tay?
That's a big tune.
Let me say good night to Barbados and everyone tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
As you would have said, that is a difficult question, but yeah. I believe that for me, being independent is a way where we can basically be ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way where we can show the world that we don't have to be dependent on our, I don't want to say colonizers, but. Love me, okay. I had Caribbean studies lessons today. My teacher would be very proud of me.
She going to school and learning.
Right, but I think being independent is a way that Bajans can show off. It's a way that we can represent ourselves on the global platform, the international mm-hmm. school, and it's more than a mindset thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like a lot of people haven't really accepted that we've become independent.
Mm.
Real and like.
Well, I just want to touch on that. You say a lot of people may not have accepted that we have become independent. That is deep.
And then the transition from that to republic.
Mm.
I feel like we as a nation don't really understand that.
Yes.
Right. So I feel that once we fully grasp that concept, we'll be able to mm-hmm. show off more, showcase who we are as a people more to the world. But
yeah.
I feel that we're doing a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm.
And being independent, it has its perks.
Yes, I actually want to touch on that because I find this would be something that might be interesting. I think that we becoming a republic meant more to people outside of Barbados that are Bajans than Bajans here. Because I remember when we did become a republic, and I seen so much people, all the different, like Trevor Noah on The Daily Show was talking about Barbados and stuff like that. And Sluggy, the amount of pride that I had when I see Barbados being talked about on the world stage, it was so big. So like, I think that republic, the fact that we became a republic, hit more for people in the diaspora than it is for people actually home in Barbados.
Boy, listen, 434-1790, 434-1790, what does independence mean to you? And do you think being a republic means more to people outside than us? Lou, that's a very deep thing.
Yeah.
And you know, like, Shantae really wake up saying, boy, that's a deep thing to say at such a young age. 434-1790, you want to hear what independence means to you? Call in and let me talk. Do you think that being a republic means more to people on the outside? KK's homemade treats, big up on the cell phone outside, locked on. They tell me, Uncle Sluggy, I got 10 conkeys for you. You know,
I want two of them.
Like, of course, not everybody know, like, can't take conkeys. So let me say you give about 8 of them. Lucy, you want two, so you have two going to go.
I want you to know, you did see it, but just the way, so you can't eat 10 cookies, Timor's face was like, you sure? Because he like, he could eat 10.
But he young. Like, oh, how old you is?
20.
You was 20?
Correct.
Like 20 years old, eat 40 conkeys, man.
You know what I mean? So
all you run off, play a little cricket for the pasta. You know what I mean? Rambo play a little tennis. You know what I mean? Like Rambo pick some fruits. Tell me Rambo. You know what I mean? 20 years old. Tell me what somebody that gone off. You get my age, can't eat 20 conkeys, boy.
Understood.
Although you would like to, especially going on raisins, because raisins be really sweet too. You know what I mean? But 434-1790. What does independence mean to you? We got enough more praises, but I ain't want to tell all in one time. Or you can WhatsApp 266. Mm-hmm. What you WhatsApp number is, Lou? 4862. You should know your number by heart, man. Come on, you got the number by heart. 266-4862. What does independence mean to you? Giving away 8 conkeys. We're doing it in twos and give one body four, and that's body four. Salute to St. Andrew Carnival as well. Mm-hmm. Now, Shantae got a question. I think it's quite admirable that you're releasing a song now instead of the traditional thing, you know, you went to crop over only. Mm-hmm. You're releasing a song at this time. I think it's timely for independence. You can listen to it for Christmas or Year's Night Fest. You can listen to it. Then they got Trinidad Carnival coming up January, mm-hmm. February, March, you know, and all the other carnivals. So, but I think that a chess player. Mm-hmm. What was your reason for releasing music at this time, besides it being the month of independence?
Well, first of all, I wanted to do, as you said, something outside of crop over. Mm-hmm. I was contemplating between Christmas or independence, and I said it would be better for me to do independence because I would be able to represent on behalf of Barbados how mm-hmm. I feel and how the aspects of Bajan culture come into play. For love example, that. In the song, I speak about going on, having a sea bath, not at Brandon's on the morning, or Oysin's on a Friday night, sat the sauce.
Yes.
And walking through and drama the gardens. All these different yes. all these different aspects of Bajan culture that we are proud of, that we claim on our heritage. So I feel that me releasing this song in November, it was me stamping my mark on Bajans throughout the world, throughout our community, and how we feel as a whole.
I love it. No, being doing Barbados, it's tough for ladies in entertainment one. And then it's 10 times harder for children, you know, because today, you know, like, we never really had probably like blood time, which is like 35 years ago. No, not exaggeration, you know, I'm like right now it's 40% of blood. And when I was a little boy, blood was a big man singing. Okay. You know what I mean? Not people age, but I was a little boy in primary school and blood already singing as a big man. So you got to be at least 10 years older than me or close. But what you say, I just said, like, sensey time, lyric children, and that's obvious because rap is the biggest thing in BIM. So he threw the music to play. But outside he threw the music playing, you weren't hearing the boy singing it, you know what I mean? So, like, I witnessed now in Canada with Shantae, and these people that live in Canada. I mean, like, Bajans that going there to visit, couldn't live on there. And every song she sing that was hers, people sing every word, you know what I mean? Like, I just saying, this is going recorded, it's going put up online everywhere too, and being got time, people could see for themselves, you get what I mean? Now, for me, Lou, I never see that. You know what I mean? I'm teaching children from like January 14th, 1999, is when I started working with children. Like real talk. And I never see it. So for you, Tia, having that responsibility, and I know you hear the radio, and you don't hear no other children besides yourself playing. You know what I mean? You can't tell me from 95.3, for example, or Slam or one of them, three other children, you hear the music playing nonstop. How you handle that? How do you handle that and still stay a young lady? Still have that youthful exuberance, still not take it too serious, because it's a big mantle that you hold it down right now for all the youth in BIM, as I'm sure you know.
Okay, so before I answer your question, the first thing that you said, it's hard for a female in the industry. Actually, when we went to Canada to perform at Bees Fest, the scout, it's a scout, right?
Yeah.
Right, I would have told him that same thing, right? And he told me that it's difficult depending on how hard you're willing to persevere and push through. But if you have the commitment and
I love that you remember that, by the way.
Of course. I would never forget it.
I love that you remember that here.
If you have the commitment and dedication to push through, then it won't be as hard as the normal average individual or female Agreed. In the industry.
Agreed.
But to answer your question, I feel as though, I don't want to say a weight is on my shoulders, but from the time I got
From the time you bus.
Right, for the time I came out in 2022 singing Soca with Party Nights Again, I felt as though I was basically the voice of the younger people in the country, because even walking through my school community, literally every class, I can never not hear a junior or a senior, so it's like, I don't want to say that it's famous because it's not, but I think it's that I'm known, and I take that. And I use that as my motivation. I use that as my dedication, because I feel I have a role to play in their lives. And once they can see a younger person being positive, then hopefully they can reflect and reciprocate the actions in their own various talents and abilities that they have. So it's not really a boast thing for me. It's more about going as far as I can and representing the younger community to the best of my ability. And I would say I would not stop doing it, because I love singing. I won't go as far as I could go and represent them all the time.
To let the people of Barbados who is listening to your voice, let them know how old you are.
I am 17 years old. I'm born in one of the best months of the year, July.
The best month is August, so if it was a little bit later, you'd be the best month. But
yes, and I go to the best institution in the planet, the University of Waterford. Commerce School. Up and all to everybody that listening.
Yeah, I can. One time you used to burn fair, but my daughter born in July, and my son just go to school at Commerce.
Don't mess with Commerce people.
But I can't, because you know me, the person I love the most, more than anybody in the world, is good Commerce. You know what I mean? Like, a next person born in July.
To be fair, right? Because he goes to Common Mirror, technically, you're a Common Mirrorian.
For sure. Well, all my money spent at Common Mirror.
Follow me though.
I bet be a Common Mirrorian. But I know left the Kensington Mall. Work from morning till just now. From early morning, get about 5:30, start work. From morning, come straight here, Lou. And it's only for him and my daughter. So if I'm not a Common Mirrorian, whole player shot down. You know, but bigger to Common Mirror though, bigger to Common Mirror. And what is salute Common Mirror? Common Mirror. Well, people hate me when they come for Radio Hall of Common Mirror. Although that may say, you know, people hate me for saying it. That, like, people, you have a, if I see Harrison's, all of my friends that went to school at Harrison's.
Harrison College. No apostrophe.
Wait, you went Harrison?
Nah, but I know the thing.
You just hear it. No, like, for real, no, bro. Like you just hear it all the time. But then when I explain it, I totally understand why they be so offended by it. That's all. I learned that I understand why they're offended. But I empathize with them. So bigger everybody from Harrison's. But salute to the Combat Mirror School now, Tia. No, we was just seeing the prefect, Deputy Hager. Hager, what is that school?
Hager.
Hi, man. What you talked about, man? Bring that out. Boy. No, Hager, homegrown star. Still studying your work and then doing music in the middle of all that. I know you got to be preparing for A levels now.
Yeah.
Good. Who wrote the song, the new song?
It was written by Water Treat Boys. Hi. And produced by Darren Bailey.
Cheeks on bread, man. No, how was this experience working with Water Treat Boys?
This song was actually written like 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, wow.
It was
just their saying, don't we, think?
Yeah.
You see you?
Originally, it was supposed to be a song to compete in Junior Wonder. But then I changed what I wanted to do when I went to Soca. So I just stopped the song. But then it was like, I could utilize it because it's still a good song. So I just brought it up. Yeah.
Love it. I was to ask you this, right? When you brought your first song and it hit big, and then crop over there, heard it playing nonstop. What was your anticipation while recording song? How old was 15?
14.
Which is crazy. Yeah. So at 14, and the first one was Party Nights Again?
That's right.
Right, which is the big tune. You saw that from in the studio. You could have feel how good the song to feel. You could have feel how good the reaction was in the studio. Everybody was excited. How was that experience and the anticipation for your first track that you can hear up on radio? Besides you doing more songs, obviously.
As a 14-year-old, I didn't really understand how to take it.
Right, right.
But I was hearing my song on the radio basically every station, so it was like, wow, that's crazy. It was crazy. Right, so But one thing that I don't let get to me, the popularity of the song, how far it goes, that's all good and all. But for me, it's about the balance. Like you said, all the school stuff, everything else. I gotta find that balance. I gotta find a way to be me all the time. So when I go on stage, that's a different personality. Mm. When I come off, I'm back at me.
I love that.
And one thing that my teachers love, they say, "Oh, I love that you can be Shanté the student and Shanté the performer."
That the huge thing. And when persons like yourself, you know, come try and do so well, and then being the head girl. Especially at a school that's so competitive, you know what I mean? Like, Combermere children extremely, extremely competitive in everything. It could be in sports, it could be work in the classroom. That's the atmosphere that you all build, right? So I think it's great when a person like yourself could have certain accolades, you know, being a head girl. Wholehearted was so far, though. You get any trouble, any first formers getting great, any boy getting trouble, or you get cooperation across the board?
I would never open my school like that. I would never.
That, you know what that sounds like?
Everybody is doing great.
That sounds like she definitely had somebody because she got the loyalty to come over. She kept her emotion.
I wear glad, right, Lou? Honestly, I'm glad that you hear the social answer. I ain't saying that because anything you say, you know, it can be fire. So I ain't saying that. So all it, and I go agree. Because them know me, they know, and them know me, you know me, them, my children. So them know Shanté know me is loyalty. So I would have said the same thing. I ain't out in that, she know that, so I can't hate it because that's me. But let me so big up, come here. Go.
Put a together front when you're outside, but when it comes home, you got to deal with
you this stuff. You know what's going on? Home. Yeah. Yep. Correct. And I'm all for it. I would actually like other schools adopt it too. You know what I mean? Being that together, showing that much love for one another. I see certain schools do it. I see Aling do it a lot. Foundation is do a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot of school too. But like every school, you know what I mean? Princess Margaret, St. George Secondary School, St. Ezra, want every school to adopt that mentality and come here and move like if them is it. You know what I mean?
Because we are.
I honestly, Sluggy, I feel like that's a good segue to the song Nothing Better.
You feel so?
I feel like that's a great segue.
I like that, Lou. I like that. And that argument's here. Nothing better. And yes. I should say because we are.
So,
yeah, let me go.
Barbados, this is fresh off the presses, Shanté Aling Clark, or better known as Tay. Nothing Better.
Hi. When it comes to festival.
Nothing better than babe. Nothing better than babe. Nothing better than babe. Nothing, nothing.
Welcome back to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. I am Lou the Bajan here in studio with Sluggy Dan. With we have Shante, Alan Clark, and Timon. But we just heard the song Nothing Better by Tay. So Tay, now that the people have heard the song, what is your... My question to you is, this song, what about it connects with you so much that you decide you have to release it? What is the one thing you would say that this song that connects with you?
It's everything Bajan. That's the honest answer. So it being the month of November, Independence, you know, Republic Day, mm-hmm. It had to come out today. Like today being this year, it had to come out. Yeah. So I just think it's just us.
Just us.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than us.
Yeah.
Perfect. Like, I love that. I love that.
So I mean, that mean if we flan out, you adding this to the roster?
For sure.
That we talking about my boy Lockton, Mr. Yearwood, and the whole crew, big up on the self. You got people from New York, Lockton, salutes the winner, Consulate General, Lorenzo Yearwood, and the whole office. Big up on the self, plug into Fiobi 92.9 FM. That'd be a blessing. You know, the love tier all over. Places that tier ain't even went yet. Tier places you haven't went yet. People love you. And for your music. And for your music, right. When you know, I got to see you perform, right? So you first, outside the Barbados, obviously. Your first time doing that. And then doing your own music. How do you, as an artist, and so young, prepare for something like that? And what do you hope to achieve when you doing these performances? Obviously, you know, you now start performing outside, but still, you gotta know it feel different to home. And then you got a chance while you was there, people that was there, not knowing you were there, hear that Tia in Canada. And people hear Tia in Canada, bam, Sluggy, I hear Tia in Canada, where she is? It's about Tia right side of me. You was a liar. Was she number? Holla, well, I ain't getting you Tia number, give you Tia mother number. You know how it's move ready. Good. Gives my girl number, bum, bum, bum. And then you see Tia up on the big stage and people loving she bad. But the way you handle it was freaking me out, to be honest. No, it being real. Like, Lou, if you go overseas to perform, right, you don't know nobody. You and the friends, no name. If your family comes, it's a one or two. But all strangers, you ain't got no idea how big your music is because we ain't doing no radio tours. Let's be honest. We ain't doing no radio promotion. Everything we do is we sell online. You know, it come off real good. But everything we sell online. So you didn't know how big your song was or not. You want to know that everybody would sing your song. So how you prepare for that? And what does be your expectations when you hit a stage on the outside for saying like that? I answer your deep questions today.
Expectations.
Are you just going to walk up back on stage? No. I dare you. You much deeper than that, dog.
I would say I expect to leave a stamp.
Nice.
So everybody would remember me after I finish the performance. But when I go on stage, I always go with the concept that the late Carlin Leacock would have taught me. She told me that you're as good as your last performance. So I'm always looking for a way to improve in every performance, if it be crowd interaction, vocal rendition, and anything on the whole. So it's just be better than the last time you perform.
All right, so now I got a bit of a question for you. Since you say 17 now, so 10 years from now, Tay 27,
mm-hmm.
What is that vision in your head?
I'm going to be very honest. My all-time goal is to become an international artist.
Mm.
If that means that I have to neglect the soca a little bit, then I would have to take it. Because to be fair, I started out singing R&B, I started out singing ballads and pop.
It's true.
So
it's true.
If I have to go back to that to achieve the international artist status, then I would have to do
so that. Means 10 years from now, international artist, 20 years from now, we got Tay Beauty coming in Kay Shepherd.
Okay, I wouldn't see all of that.
Yes. So I really love to see young artists that got their head on actually doing positive stuff and wants to. And for her, as she said, it's all about setting an example for the young people, being the voice for the young people. She's not in here doing it and say, yeah, I just want to be big, rich, and famous. She's like, she wants to make an actual difference. So Barbados, your listening voice, Shante Allen Clark. Tay, the song Nothing Better, you can find it on YouTube. You got to support. If you ever see she performing, spend your money and go and support.
I like that big up to Samsung's, knowing Samsung's to the youngsters when you block your goal, see past the next two joints, about 10 years down and decide where you want to be. You know? Yeah, and when you say enough youths got a misconception of what they can and can't achieve. You know me, so you answer that question, but in the next 10 years, I love how she answers as well. And later, she want to be international too. You know what I mean? Because you know she ain't going to neglect her roots. No, at home and abroad, do you prepare the same way, Shante? If you're going up on stage and you perform at home or you perform outside, you prepare the same way? Did it feel the same? It wasn't the added pressure? The nerves was the same? Especially the gig that we wasn't there, especially the gig with just you and mommy and you outside.
I was actually very nervous because
really?
Normally I have my mentor TC to depend on.
Yes.
I'd be like, oh, what to say?
Yeah, so they talk.
So they just sing a song, get off the stage. But I had to make all those decisions for myself, especially because my mom was in the audience recording.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah, your mother wasn't even, she wasn't even side you backstage.
Yeah, neither. So I was literally by myself. And I was freaking out. I'm going to be very honest. I was like, should I just sing?
When you see up on stage, you start, you talk so normal. How honestly, you put it together?
On stage, I don't ever practice it. So when I go on stage and whatever I do, it just comes naturally.
Natural.
Right. So good. I don't ever practice it.
I love that.
Going on stage for that performance that you guys weren't at, it was like, okay, calm down. Calm down, stop overthinking. Just go on stage and do you. Have fun.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go and have fun, you know, putting two little workouts here and there, and the people were singing the song. So that's the most important part.
That was love. But what I like about the song, what I like about your tune especially, is that I feel that even if people was there that they didn't know it, it was that easy to catch. You know what I mean? Which is a really good thing. But I'm sure TC had to be pro. Like, you handle it by yourself. I'm sure she had to be very, very pro. Because you move like a pro. I know, and for that young age, people's not be giddy. You know what I mean? They not be real giddy, especially when you're doing so good. Because everything come off good, especially for her, you know what I mean? And then she was a featured act too. Which is a different matter. Just performing a song or two or being the featured act where we're usually person that everybody come to see. The rest of people know, you know, was the advertisers heavily. You know what I mean? Use the person that people say about Shante Allen here and they were kind of see. And then handling that before, I wasn't even cognizant of the fact. I won't even, you know, mention that TC wasn't there and I wasn't there neither. But I was in Canada, I wasn't there. I say. Even for the gig that was ours, I wasn't even excited you either. I didn't even think of that because you normally handle things so well, you know what I mean? Then things you take for granted, which I shouldn't. To be honest, but I'm sure that TC had to be extremely pro. A whole you handle yourself. No, you say everything to you on stage comes natural. You know what I mean? And anything that you plan to say, you go say. What helps you before a gig? What helps you? Anything help you? Drinking a little water, saying your prayers, just relaxing and keeping quiet. Because I realize that you used to be in a zen mode. Right before you get up on stage, like all the way you talk, it was fun. But then when you go out perform, I realize that you was in a different mode. What helps you and this and how you are before you get up on stage? This thing you learn from someone or this just you naturally just quiet before you get up on stage?
I actually came from other side, Karen Leacock. She would have been my first vocal coach. So
and salute to Karen Leacock, to true legend, you know what I mean, one of the greatest ever.
Basically she taught me how to perform. She broke it down all the different aspects and I still have every note that she would have given to me. So it's like before you go on stage, just quiet down. Headphones, whatever you need, just block out everybody else and understand that like, you're going to do a job, you're going to do something. Yes, you may love to do it, but it's also a performance. So you gotta entertain people, you gotta give them something to watch. So it's like, all right, you're singing soca, cool. It's a fun genre, cool, but you got a mission to do. It's either you selling a power soca, you singing a sweet soca so people could dance, or you just only doing nothing, literally. So you got to decide for yourself what message you want to portray to the audience. So that's what I do. I quit down so it would be good to go on stage.
I absolutely love that. You got to decide what message you want to put on stage. Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme every single Saturday, 6:30 p.m. on the nation's number one station. Pumba, your name Pumba? What your name is?
Howard.
Timon? Where you got Pumba from?
Not too sure.
Timon or Pumba?
Oh, he must even know who's Pumba. No, Timon.
Sir.
how do pieces come to you when you're doing a piece, especially if you're doing a piece, a more serious piece? Is it from experiences? Is it from inspiration, or are you just in creative mode?
All three and more, realistically.
Ask you before you go. You've heard the piece from Timon on Voice of Barbados?
No.
Okay, well, when you're finished, we'll play it for you.
Yeah, plug it.
Covered.
Good. That we're talking about.
Real thing, appreciate it for sure. And like I said, all three and more. So
if a girl brought you heart, you would get creative about it.
For sure. And I have before.
Don't get me wrong, you know, my artists that do that, you know.
Uh-huh.
I try that right, I can't get it do. A girl dumped me already.
It's not saying that you go, but for me, it's not something I have to try per se.
Go.
So it's not a, okay, so this happened to me, now I'm going to make a song about it, or I'm going to write about it. It is that particular kind of situation, is that aspect of poetry which is more therapeutic, which is more just release, you know? Which is more just a facet of self-expression, a facet of working through things, working past things, etc. So it's not like, okay, let me try and make a piece on this.
So you're trying to tell me like the wrong?
I ain't trying to tell you that.
Scheme up, man. You're trying to tell me you the wrong. A girl dumped me and tell me, you see me, he's here.
You can make some money on this here, though.
Yeah. Big okay, man, yeah, do a lot, but tell me, you see me now? No, you know your taste, like your feet, you can sing good.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to like Sony M Superstar. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Superstar by Luther Vandross. Well, Karen Carpenter first, then Luther Vandross, then Ruben started remake it. But your lyrics in it used to have me. And every time you listen to it, you know, I used to cry. You know what I mean? Like, oh, no, if you're going to sing a character, you know, you cry.
Oh.
Like, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But they tell myself, no, I get my heartbreak. I can write a real heartbreak song.
Uh-huh.
And all I could do is cry. Can't get your song right. It's always whole men's write songs about them heartbreak. You know what I mean? And still living it. And then if I happy about saying, and I get to write the song, I just get lost in that. So I marry one of the men that could be writing about a situation or a lived experience, but still focus enough to make it.
But different thoughts, different strokes, man.
Yeah.
Different thoughts, different strokes. Facts. Everybody's operate different.
Facts. Yeah. So if I could just add my two cents here for me, because for me, before I really start getting into spoken word and stuff, I realized the only time I was able to write is when I am in such emotional turmoil that I literally unable to do anything but put pen to paper.
You said this is the only way you could write?
No, that before. So like for me, the reason that I would be able to write stuff like
emotional. So you need therapy, brother.
That's too bad. But for me, it's not even that, oh, I want to write a heartbreak piece. It's like, I literally in so much pain. My mind is so frazzled. I'm unable to do anything. Just, I so out that's of fair. It that's that fair. All I can do to be able to process these emotions is put something on paper. So it's not like, oh, I want to write a heartbreak piece or something. So it's simply, I'm in so much emotional pain that the only thing that I can give me some kind of release is to write. That's all it is. So.
Ollie. Ollie can give you a piece of that, masterpiece, and then Lou can have the conversation with his guests after.
And then we can wrap back up with
TM. TM moving away.
So Barbados, this is Timon Howard with Thoughts on Violence, Value Youth.
I used to think that whoever died in a gun shooting was who was supposed to. But now to me it seems like it's open season for Grim Reapers harvesting souls, and whosoever will may come. And many will go, not as they please, but rather as dictated by blitz flying through leaves strays, erasing pages from books of life. Please, keep off the wrong streets, stay out the wrong links, reroute from wrong things, and if it's you, looking to do damage, rushing, blasting through peeling and impaling, cool your head. Cool your head. I've heard them say that the children are the future. I've heard their pain asking what we gonna do. Say you've gone astray, don't know how to stop from losing. Yeah, I'm here today hoping to discuss solutions. Who are we and who do we wish to be? What holds you back? Tell me, do you long for freedom? How is it that we run from education. Don't you know that's the way to free yourself from the shackles of ill indoctrination through generations, worldly influences and distractions from our purpose, negativity and doubt that would diminish our worth and stop us succeeding. Stop us succeeding.
Yes, that was Howard in a very thought-provoking piece. So yes, Barbados, we are here now talking to a lady, Sabrina Bovell. She has a son, Tristan Tarp, that actually has a bit of a condition. What's the name of the first? Introduce yourself. Let Barbados hear your voice, Sabrina.
Hi, good night, Barbados.
Yes, you want to come a bit closer to the mic. So yes, Sabrina Bovell, I actually recently learned about this condition where Tristan Tarp has a condition where his brain is growing but not his skull. What's the name of the condition again?
Microcephaly.
Yes, so I recently did, with my work with News on the Go, I did a bit of a feature talking to Sabrina, trying to find out more about the condition. And she actually has a GoFundMe trying to raise the funds so that she could get this life-saving treatment for her son. So we decided we can bring her on the radio today so that we can be able to get a little more awareness and, you know, some stuff. So Sabrina, tell us a bit about Tristan and then tell us a bit about the condition that he's dealing with.
Okay, well, Tristan, he's an amazing young man. Tristan was diagnosed with autism before, which the wider part of Barbados have not been educated about it. Mm-hmm. But then that also take a change when we found out in New Jersey at the St. Joseph Regional Hospital that your son also has a condition where his brain is growing, but not his skull. Mm-hmm. And they said this late diagnosis could result in, because people were looking at the same similar characteristic traits that you see in autism, mm-hmm, with this condition. Yes. So it was hard to diagnose, yes, you know. Well, here in Barbados, we have doctors in different fields. Mm-hmm. We do not have that specialized care. Yes. So it's hard to find out certain things that, you know, when you go overseas, they pinpoint within like a couple of seconds.
Yes, yes. So right? Just for people that are listening, hear something such as brain is growing but not the skull. A lot of people can hear that, but what is the result of that? What are the stuff that he's dealing with because of this condition?
The result of that, he can end up getting a lot of headaches. He normally sometimes his eardrum bursts a lot. He has...
Bursts.
Yeah, where the fluid comes out of his ear. That's a lot of pain for him. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you will see him like banging his head because, you know, of the headaches. Mm-hmm. It also messes with his cognitive function. Mm. Where, you know, he was diagnosed more autistic, but then I asked myself, you know, why is he not doing certain things? Because I'm in that field. Mm. So why is he not doing certain things? And then I hear, well, you know, oh, just wait. He's not the only one. I'm saying, well, nah. You're looking for milestones, looking for short-term, long-term, medium-term goals, and I'm here on a halt. And mm-hmm, for every mother or father, whoever caregiver has a child, and you hear there's an opportunity for your child to have a longer lifespan, you go after it. That's all any parent will want for a child, yes, for your child to live a lot longer. So when I heard that, I was like, yeah, because some people say, you know, there's no cure. And we said, no, we're not looking at autism. And cannot characterize autism with that. Mm-hmm. We're looking for him to improve the cognitive function. If he's supposed to have 10 years and he can get 20, I feel good about that. Yes. You know, that gift is given. So that's why I answer and I reach out into person's heart. A lot of persons will know me out there, as Lou, you know me too, mm-hmm, into artists, music, creativity, writing, mm-hmm, music, stuff like that. Yes, I stay behind the scenes. But I was told it's time for you to step out of that bracket and let people know who you are. Mm-hmm. Always helping children with special needs, Down syndrome, yes, cerebral palsy. You know, working with parents and giving free lessons sometimes. Mm. You know, to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. Working with GSA Barbados, I was a, yes, past vice president, executive vice president, Girl, mm-hmm, Scouts Association, everything. Okay. So it was on board to see that I've been there helping and your child needs that help. Mm-hmm. So I had to pause and push. Yeah. Push for this moment.
Okay, so as you said, let people, he has a treatment that he's supposed to be going. You're supposed to be leaving. When you're leaving again?
On Monday. Just one more day.
Yes, and you're going to, is Panama, correct?
Panama.
Yes.
Salt Institute.
So yeah, so just let people know a little bit about what this treatment is, that, mm-hmm, and what it's supposed to do for Tristan. So.
How old did that happen?
Yes.
Right. This treatment is to help Tristan because if the stem cell is supposed to become any cell in the body that regenerates to help give life. So what they're going to do, they're intravenously going to put that into his system.
So that's putting it into his veins.
Into his veins. Yes. To help him improve. Which once you see that this is done, after you know you follow the path and the treatment method, you should see the improvement within Tristan.
Yes.
There shouldn't be much, there shouldn't be no harm. With God above, we're not looking for that statement of looking for any harm, but we're looking for results.
Yes.
So it helps to become any potential tissue in their tissue cells that have been dead or not responding to bring them back to life.
So just for in case people don't understand, because it's quite medical heavy term. So basically, stem cells are supposed to be able to become any cell in the body. So the treatment.
Okay. So what stem cells do, Lou, is when a stem cell touches another cell, it makes that cell behave like the stem cell. And that stem cell is a brand new, let's say, baby stem cell. So instead of me at 50 years old, my cells taking a while to recover, the stem cell is like from brand new, so you recover a lot quickly. So any cell that stem cell touch becomes a brand new cell, brand new.
Yes.
No problems whatsoever. I got to interrupt a second, Lou, because, you know, I had a little survey before this program with my man, Timon. He pulled me one side. He said he got some questions for me. He's doing a survey and he asked a lot of questions about Barbados. So, Timon, this is one of my main challenges with Barbados, right? Peony, small little island you see from Oystens to St. Lucie if you're coming on a plane, right? This lady shouldn't be asking for help. That's my personal opinion. Too many people in Barbados could afford to pay for everything that her child has to experience. You see where you're coming from? So as Barbadians, we got to come together. We got to help this lady and her son.
For sure. Understood.
That's my two cents.
So yeah, so I guess now that we coming into this, we can let Barbados know if someone is listening here and they want a way to that they can assist. How can they assist? So you can, you have a GoFundMe, correct?
Yes, we have a GoFundMe for persons around the world because we know Barbados, yes, as a small island, but we do connect around the world. People are listening, people are watching. So you can link, there is a link on Instagram.
You
can go.
So if you want, you can even search.
News
so just
on
go
on, the Go now.
Yes, you can go on News and Go page. Or if you want, go directly to the GoFundMe link. If you go on GoFundMe and search up Tristan Tarp, that's T-R-I-S-T-A-N Tarp, T-H-O-R-P-E, it should come up. I can repeat that again. You can go on GoFundMe and search up Tristan Tarp, T-R-I-S-T-A-N Tarp, T-H-O-R-O-P-E. So that is the GoFundMe. But then if someone is, I say, in Barbados and they wanted to reach out to you personally, say that they want to do like cash and stuff like that.
You got first pay?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So you can also contact me at 258-7437.
Repeat that again once more time for the people here.
258-7437.
Yes.
If you don't have any online or you wish to meet up or make your donations however you see fit. We are grateful for that. You can also touch base on at Sabrina Bavel, Sagicor Bank, the Worthing Branch, and my address would be 39 Golden Rock, Pineland, St. Michael. That's 39 Golden Rock, Pineland, St. Michael. It's a savings account, and the account number, I'll say it for you. I'll say it once and then I'm going to repeat it again. 20-8804-5805. The number again is 20-8804-5805.
Yes. So, yes, Barbados, just in case
One second. Sorry, man. Ma'am, I need you to repeat your number and all of that information once again for Barbados.
Once again?
Yes,
okay. The contact number is 258-7437. I'll say it again. 258-7437. The account number is 20-8804-5805.
And the GoFundMe, can you spell your son's name for the audience, please?
Tristan, T-R-I-S-T-A-N, Tarp, T-H-O-R-P-E.
T-H-O-R-P-E?
That was better?
Yes.
Oh. So anybody who's listening in England, that's Thorpe.
Yeah.
Thorpe.
Got a little hold of T-H-R-O.
Yes.
Also, in case anyone wants to be able to like see Tristan, if you go on Instagram, News on the Go, I did a video with Sabrina, you will be able to see, and you can get the information talking about the treatment, the test that he did, the treatment that's going to happen, and you will actually be able to see a little clip of Tristan and stuff like that. So if you want to know a little bit more, or even to share to others, you can go on News on the Go on Instagram, and you'll be able to find the video talking about that.
No, she's leaving on Monday, so my people in VOB country, let me get this thing moving. Ollie said something that next week, when they come in here, I can address. I'm not putting out that energy, no, but I can address it. But, well, that's no, I'm telling one of that. The reason why it's gone, how it's gone, Lou. The reason why I'm how I am, but the reason why I relentless and will not stop being how I am because something that Ollie mentioned that I realized, you know what I mean? Like in Barbados, it could be the worst situation ever, and the child don't care. We don't care. And like Ollie said, and what Ollie said, I truly believe, and I've gotten in trouble for this, you know what I mean? I used to work for the government of Barbados, everybody know that, you know what I mean? They support the government. But sometimes it may not look that way because things that he's saying no, I continue to say on radio, but because it's true. And what Ollie said, I agree with everything in my heart, 1,000%. And kid, it could be the prime minister that got a problem with it. Things, they being real, you know what I mean? Things like this should not need to ask for help. How can this be possible? We pretend that we ever saw a Christian and we love God so much and we all so nice. But study what Ollie said. That she should not have asked for help.
It's like you could even remove religion, man. You know, we're all human.
I agree.
We're all human.
Agree. 1,000%.
I mean, no, I'm just saying, like, we're all human. So at this stage, we must have realized by now, we need to have something whereby when people like this lovely young lady come across with her son who's going through situations, where there are philanthropists or certain people on the island who we know have millions and billions of dollars, have come up with some kind of assistance, some kind of program where these people can be getting help. Come on, it's 2025 and
yeah,
in 20, you know 30 mean? Days.
Correct.
We got to step up, people.
Yeah, I agree. And the reason why, right, Lou, I love 92.9. The reason why I love 92.9 and VOB, Sabrina, before you go, is because people on VOB and 90.9, the listeners, Lou, is really, really support. So that's why... That's why, like, enough of the decisions has asked me, like, maybe that's get real, you know what I mean? Like, enough of the decisions has begged me ready to work at them, you know what I mean? Enough of the one called the names. Part of the reason why I meant because I don't want to go first, and they ignore me, and VLB met me hot. But, that's being honest, but enough of the decisions asked. But the reason why I will not go is because I find like I do things on every station I hadn't been, but on VOB people is really support. So you see when Ollie said that you shouldn't have asked, you know what I mean? It's Ollie could say this on this station because we people is really support. But you know what I mean? At 1,000%, as you know, it helped me to go away many times, helped me with many of my youth projects, helped me with back to school things, to a case where I didn't need nothing for back to school for all of my children, 87 children, you know what I mean? And that's VOB, which it shouldn't have to be. You know, maybe the poor children, like all these states, should have some philanthropist, something in place where person this could go and get the assistance. You know what I mean? Personally, specifically, what Sabrina need? You know what I mean? Or less serious cases like mine and my youth shouldn't have the aunts, brother. And I adopted mentality is that I believe that it shouldn't have aunts. So that's what is burning the fire. I don't care. You know what I mean? Me and none of friends. Me and nobody big in government is friends. I'm being real. I'm me and no rich person if his friends and BIM. You know, because of a situation like this, where I know too many people who genuinely need the help that God asks. Yeah. You know what I mean? And the fact that you got to ask me that the help ain't come yet. Yeah. I burn pure fire. VOB though, I acknowledge only that I am blessed and we are lucky to have a situation like this and people like this who's answered the call when you're in situations like this. You know what I mean? And it's a situation that everybody don't be privileged like this, but we are. So VOB, I love Wanna. Let me make it happen.
Yes, VOB. So just one more time in case anybody miss it, I'll just the contact information again. Sabrina Bevel, and give them the number.
Sabrina Bevel, my contact number is 258-7437.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I say you can go on the GoFundMe, search up Tristan Tharp. Apparently I spelled it wrong earlier.
Not only do you spell it wrong, you're pronouncing it wrong. Tristan. That's a normal Tristan thing for Barbados. We say children, but it's Tristan Tharp.
Tristan.
We say children. Yeah, my children.
Tristan Tharp.
Tristan Tharp.
Tharp.
Tharp. You get there, my brother. We're here to help.
T R I.
What?
No. T-R-I-S-T-A-N.
You were saying the first word.
Yes. Yeah, T-R-I. Yeah, Tristan Tharp. T-R-I-S-T-A-N. And then Tharp. T-H-O-R-P-E. Yes. So, Sabrina, thank you so very much for taking the time out. And good luck. And I really hope that you are able to get all the assistance so that Tristan can be able to have a better quality of life and he will be able to play with his brother, because as he said, his brothers be like, I want to play with my brother. I want you to talk better so we can have more experiences, more so. Yeah. Thank you to anybody that decide they are going to help. And yes, again, Sabrina, good luck.
Yeah, and Sabrina, I just want to say on behalf of Voice of Barbados and Starcom Network, our prayers are with you.
Yes.
We wish you all the best. And yes, Starcom Network does get a lot of support. So Barbados, we're counting on you to step up for Sabrina and Tristan in this case. Back to you, Lou.
Yes. So Barbados, we are running out of time shortly, but we just wanted to close off with Shante Ali Clark. Yes. We're playing a different one for her to close off.
We're pushing the nothing better.
So Tay, you're closing us off to tonight. Once again, introduce.
Babe, don't go yet. Anything, because you see performing, nothing, no, you like Punka, the big star. Anything else coming up that we should know about yet?
I have a couple performances. I just can't tell you where and when.
Or you booked and busy.
I wouldn't say that. I'm trying to get myself out there. That's a difference.
What I would say, Sluggy, is for me, this is my first time meeting Tay, right? So for my first time meeting you, Tay, I gotta say, you know, your voice, when I hear you, I expected somebody 12 feet tall.
Oh.
That's what people tell me too, right? But Barbados Tay is a very small, diminutive, very kind, nice young lady, and she's got a fantastic brain on her shoulders. So that's what I'm taking from this meeting you today.
Is
your brain.
Listen,
big respect to you.
Thank you.
Big tune. I can say point here, I tell nobody now yet. I would never even tell Tia. I tell Tia mother, but I never tell Tia on the body. But big up to Tia. Get calls galore. About Tia all over the world. Actually, 2 days ago, somebody said, when I can't bring Tia to New York any month, like being real, you know what I mean? And I going for sure, you know what I mean? So salutes to them. I think Hypersons is the main act. Mm-hmm. It's a Barbados Independence Gala in New York. And you know you can say this, you know he's put pressure on the government. And Tia already got a visa. Tia got a visa, right?
Yes.
Tia already got a visa, so the council that Tia ain't got no visa. You know what I mean? And the calling and requesting Tia so we can make this happen. All he got this big tune load up. I say that on air. Big ups to VOB and Starcom. It's give me a platform to do the things that I do, as unruly as I am. But it's got to put pressure upon the system, because they believe when it comes to the youth, we could do much, much more. Tia, just want to tell you, before you introduce your big tune, and we blast this, I just want to tell you that I am extremely proud of the young lady that you are becoming. And I think that you truly is a great representation on what young people can be or aspire to be. And that's from my heart. I want you to introduce your big tune to Barbados. And let me end Beijing rhythm and rhyme.
Yup.
VOB 92.9 FM. Every Beijing on the station. Nothing Better by Tia 2024. Everything Beijing, everything sweet, everything but Barbados culture in one song.
Hey,
nothing better. Run the chop.